Great to have you with us here on the Ideas Network. Larry Mueller here. We're going to be taking a look at the stars today with our guest, Paul Kinzer, in the studio with me, author of Stargazing Basics, Getting Started in Recreational Astronomy, a member of the La Crosse Area Astronomy Club, and he does portable planetarium shows all over the state. It's going to be really fun talking with him. Always fun for me to talk with Jill Nadeau, my producer, and she's in the studio with me. Hi, Jill.
Hi, Larry.
We are here to talk with you about listener contributions. You may know that listener contributions are the single largest source of funding. Your gift keeps the programs you value, including this one, on the air. So I hope you'll make your contribution right now at WPR.org or by phoning 888-202-2552. And how are we doing on this drive?
Well, my sources tell me that last hour we heard from 15 new and returning members, Larry. Thank you for those pledges. And right now, this is exciting. We have a dollar-for-dollar match up to $5,000. That's right. This generous match is from the Gelman Family Foundation, and it means that they'll match every dollar that you give.
It's their way of encouraging you to join them in supporting Wisconsin Public Radio. Double your support for the programs you love. Give right now at WPR.org or by phoning 888-202-2552.
And you know, a large slice of WPR's budget pie, and the biggest slice, is listener support. So while all of our funding sources, the state, federal governments, and businesses, they're important, of course, but your contribution makes a huge difference. WPR is the amazing service that it is, thanks to your support. Keep independent, high-quality programs on the air when you give now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Good time to support the programs you love is right now, and get a cool new WPR t-shirt. It's a two-tone orange. Is it orange?
It's kind of orange
design on a dark gray shirt.
It's a pumpkin color.
All right. I'll go with pumpkin. It's cute. It shows how Wisconsin is at the heart of everything we do. Ask for it with your gift of $10 a month or more, or maybe a one-time gift of $120 or more at WPR.org or by phoning 888-202-2552.
There are so many good reasons to give to Wisconsin Public Radio, and this drive, one of them is that your donation of any amount gets you entered in a drawing for a $500 gift card to a grocery store near you. You'll have five chances to win. We hope you'll donate to enter, but you don't have to donate to win. You can send in a postcard with your name, address, email, and phone to WPR Drawing, 821 University Avenue, Madison, Wisconsin, 53706. Sustainers, we've got you covered. You're automatically entered. Check out the rules and details at wpr.org/drawing. Your donation of any amount right now gets you entered. Here's how to give.
Pledge at WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552. Larry Mueller here with Jill Nadeau. Listener support, the single biggest source of funding for the WPR programs that you rely on. And that's why your support during this winter membership drive is so important. And maybe your gift is $10 or $20 a month. Whatever amount you choose, that's the right amount.
And supporting Wisconsin Public Radio right now is a great thing to do with a few minutes of your time. All we need is your name, contact information, how much you'd like to give, and how you'd like to pay.
And your gift supports the programs and the stories that keep you connected to the world. Give now at WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552.
And don't forget, our dollar-for-dollar match is still in effect, so please give now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552, and your support of WPR will go twice as far.
And so far, we have raised zero.
So now
is a good time to get going here. And as an added bonus, if you haven't pledged yet, for supporting the programs you love, your pledge, any amount gets you entered in a drawing for a $500 grocery gift card. I pledge, but I'm not eligible, but you are. In fact, you'll have five chances to win. Pledge now at WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552. And remember, if you're a sustainer, you're automatically entered.
And you can support the programs that you value, and you can ask for the cool new WPR t-shirt when you give $10 a month or more. WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And I forgot to mention, if you're a sustainer, you can become one right now. It's easy to set up convenient ongoing monthly donations from your bank or your credit card. Just go to WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552. Jill, you'll come back, won't you? I mean, we've got a lot of money to raise yet.
We have a lot of money, but you know what? Our listeners can do it.
We've got 120. And that turned out for that person to be 240.
Perfect.
So that
absolutely.
Is a pretty darn good deal,
it
if
is.
You ask me.
It's a great deal.
A good deal, too, is Paul Kinzer. Paul's a great deal, as a matter of fact, because he donates his time and comes to be a guest on our show to talk with us about astronomy, what's up with that super blue blood moon that we had recently. It's pretty cool. You may have a question about what's going on in the stars or maybe an experience to share. Maybe you've got a question about telescopes or binoculars to see the stars. Give a call. The number is 1-800-642-1234. Email us at ideas@wpr.org. Love to hear from you. And Paul, welcome back. Good to have you with us.
Well, it's always great to be here. Thanks.
Let's take a look at that. What a name. Super Blue Blood Moon.
Yeah.
Why have we been hearing so much about it lately?
Well, it's basically just a coincidence of the calendar is what leads to most of that. The blood moon part to me is the coolest part as far as the sky goes. A blood moon is just a marketing name for a lunar eclipse when the moon passes into the Earth's shadow so that the light of the sun is blocked by the Earth. And the reason it always happens during the full moon, because the moon is behind us, and when it's behind us, that's when the sun shines straight at it. And if it passes through our shadow, the Earth has an atmosphere, so the sun shines through our atmosphere, and I've always wondered what it would be like to be on the moon looking at the Earth during an eclipse, because you'd see a ring of sunset all around the world, and that's what makes the moon in our sky look orange. It doesn't look like blood. And sadly, the blood moon thing came out of a book from a few years ago where someone was prophesying that it meant the end of the world and all this silly stuff. But now it's kind of just meant any lunar eclipse is a blood moon. That is kind of neat. But the super moon, not quite as neat to me. That just means the largest full moon of the year. The moon's orbit around the Earth is not perfectly circular, so sometimes during a full moon it's closer and sometimes it's farther away, not by enough to notice a huge difference. And then finally the blue moon. A blue moon is just two full moons in 1 month.
Yeah, the blood moon, I didn't see this last one,
right.
I saw one before perhaps,
yep.
And it was really spectacular. I was out on my morning jog. It was
sure.
early in the morning.
And the really cool thing to me about lunar eclipses is they can really be different. If the moon passes right through the middle of the Earth's shadow, it's much, much darker. And if it passes more towards the edge, it's brighter and less orange. And people have even said if there's like been a recent volcanic eruption on Earth, there's more orange in our atmosphere. So that can affect it too. So everyone looks a little bit different. And they're fairly common. They happen on any given spot on the Earth, every 2 or 3 years, and sometimes even more often than that.
You know, we got an email from Mandeep in Milwaukee who says, I'm trying to find a place near Milwaukee where I can go out and watch stars without any light pollution. I'm willing to drive 2 to 3 hours or even more. Could you recommend a place near Milwaukee? What's the best time of the month to go?
Okay, well, I'm actually from the other side of the state, so I'm not real familiar with the area. But I'll say right now, you can't go anywhere without any light pollution. It's just not going to happen. You're going to have to go a lot farther than that. Frankly, the closest place where skies would be really dark would be in the middle of Lake Michigan. I'm not sure you want to do that. But going north, going up to the national forests in northern Wisconsin and possibly up into Michigan, those are good places to go. But even if you don't get away from all light pollution, the best thing to do is to get as far away as you can from any artificial light, street light, a garage light, your headlights, your flashlight. Just get away from them and let your eyes adjust to the dark. The best time of the month to go is when there isn't a moon in the sky. And there are, you can go online and or even on most wall calendars, it'll tell you when the quarter moon and the full moon and things are. You want to go when there's, if the moon is heading towards full, there will be a moon in the evening sky, but not the late night or early morning sky. And when it's going away from full, it's just the opposite. If you're someone like Larry, who's up very, very early, when the sky is still dark, you want to go out before the full moon, because the moon will have set by that time. The moon really blocks the light of the stars. Now, if you're into the moon, that's a totally different story.
I can tell you, we have a cabin in northern Wisconsin right on the edge of the Shawamigan National Forest, and it is just like a world of difference.
Yes, it certainly is.
I was just thinking for Mandeep, there, southwest, there are some nice parks, national parks, or I'm sorry, state parks that are away from Milwaukee and away from things. And he might look at state parks.
Right. Even county parks.
Yeah, or county parks.
And more parks are realizing that the night sky is an important thing, and they're adjusting their lights. I'm a little disappointed. I went on a very long trip this last summer. There are still some parks that have very bright lights on their bathroom or in their bathroom that are on all night. But more and more of them are covering those lights so that we can see the stars again.
Yeah, it's really, really, really cool. Lunar eclipses, how often do they happen there?
Well, I'm not a predictor, but they do. Every once in a while, there's what they call a tetrad, where we'll have four lunar eclipses, one every 6 months or so. So over a two-year period, we'll have four of them. But that only happens every generation or two. So there are people who know way more about it and how to predict it. But typically, every 3 years, you should be able to see one, and often more often than that.
Paul Kinzer, our guest today, as we talk astronomy with him. And if you have a question or comment, maybe an experience to share about full moons or lunar eclipses or the stars, I hope you'll join in. Number to call, 1-800-642-1234. 800-642-1234. Or like Mandeep, you can email us at ideas@WPR.org. Always love to hear from you. Really interested in the SpaceX Falcon rocket. Can you tell us about that?
Yeah. Again, some pretty masterful marketing there. Elon Musk launching a sports car out to the asteroid belt. It's as far as space rocketry goes, I think it's the biggest thing since we went to the moon. America has not had a really powerful rocket in many years, and in fact we currently don't have a rocket that will get astronauts into space. And I think most people are excited about getting people up there and possibly even going back to the moon, an asteroid, going to Mars. That's Elon Musk's dream, to go to Mars. I think he's a little over the top, but hey, that's he's got the money to do that, I guess. he is saying he wants 5 million people living on Mars at some point in the future. That would take a lot of work. But look what he just did. He launched a rocket that had three parts, three of which were supposed to land back on Earth. And it's the first test of this system. And two out of three worked. And watching those two land right next to each other, you know, literally within a couple of feet of where they were supposed to land, that was pretty amazing to see.
Yeah, really amazing. Did he really keep his engine in that car that he shot out there?
You know, I don't know. He certainly could have. I mean, some people complain saying what a waste of money. And I mean, honestly, that sports car was a tiny fraction of the cost of the flight. And typically when they launch these test rockets, they just put a hunk of concrete in there just to show, well, how much weight can we carry? And he put a car in there and good marketing for his other company, but also getting people excited that there was a camera on board. And for 4 hours before the batteries wore out, people were able to watch live what the camera was seeing, and it slowly spun around, and you'd see the Earth and then the sun. And Very, very neat. And now you can check online and find out, well, where is it? He said he wanted to get it out to Mars. The last I checked, we don't really quite know what the orbit is, but it's going to get out at least to the distance of Mars. So that's pretty cool. Yeah.
Very cool. Paul Genzer, our guest. Jill Nadeau joins me once again because it's our Wisconsin Public Radio Winter Membership Drive. And your gift right now, so important as the largest single piece of our budget from people like you. That's what keep these programs going all year around. All the programs you enjoy go strong because of your help. So invest in your future right now with your gift at WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552. And Jill, we have a wonderful inducement.
We do. We have a dollar-for-dollar match. It's in effect right now from the Gelman Family Foundation. So if you give a gift of $50, that turns into $100. $100 turns into $200, and that's all the math I'm doing. But take advantage of this match and double your support for WPR programs when you give right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Chances are the Ideas Network has covered an issue that's close to you. It might be gardening. It might be your health. It could be alternative methods, medicine, I should say. It could be technology or the environment, all kinds of things. You can count on the Ideas Network for shows that you'll find relevant, interesting, and enjoyable. And because WPR touches your life, I hope you'll make a pledge at WPR.org or call 888-202-2552.
And just think about it. You can turn on the radio every day or your computer or your phone without an upfront charge, and you can enjoy great conversations, entertainment, news. For some people, that's where the relationship ends.
For a special group of people, the relationship changes over time. They become attached, and then they give financial support. They willingly pay for something that others get for free.
That's right. So those are very special people. We call them members. And we'd love to welcome you as a member today. Become our newest member right now with your first ever gift of $20 or $10 even a month. WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Our February Membership Drive t-shirt has become a tradition. If you've been getting one every year, you won't want to miss this year's. And if you haven't gotten one before, start your collection now. What does this year's t-shirt look like?
That really displays the fact that we're Wisconsin and we love it. And we love Wisconsin Public Radio.
Well, it's the shape of Wisconsin, and the outline of the state radiates outward into a heart to reflect our collective love for where we live.
Oh, it's a heart. It's a heart with the state of Wisconsin at the very center of it.
Ask for your WPR t-shirt now. Give $10 a month or make a one-time gift of $120. Here's how.
Just go to WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552 and make your pledge. Larry Mueller here with Jill Nadeau asking for your support during our winter membership drive. Because, well, it makes the WPR programs you rely on possible. And maybe your gift is 10 or 20 bucks a month. Whatever amount you choose, that is the right amount.
And the strength of WPR's budget is that it comes from several different sources. And the single largest piece of the budget is member support, including more than 800 members of our 9XM Leadership Circle.
That's pretty cool. 9XM mm-hmm. members support WPR with gifts of $100 a month or more. And you know what? You can join the 9XM Leadership Circle right now. Just go to WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552. Jill, just yesterday, a couple of people did that during the show.
That's right, they did. And pledging to WPR is quick, and it's really super easy. And when you become a sustainer or a 9XM Leadership Circle member, you can really simplify your donation. You don't have to, it's automatically. It comes out of your checking account or your credit card.
And that support will renew automatically every year, so your membership is always current. So go ahead and pick an amount right now that works for you, 10, 20 bucks a month or whatever, and become a sustainer right now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
In addition to funding the programs, your pledge of any amount gets you entered in a drawing for a $500 grocery gift card, and we'll pick five winners. Sustainers, don't worry, you're automatically entered. And if you're not a sustainer yet, pledge now, WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Support the programs you care about and show off your WPR pride. Ask for our 2018 WPR t-shirt. You give $10 a month or at least, or a $120 contribution or more, and we'll send you a t-shirt. Go to WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552. Visiting with Paul Kinzer today, and we're taking a look at the stars and astronomy with him. Paul is the author of Stargazing Basics, Getting Started in Recreational Astronomy. Always great to have him come by. And you know what? We'll take some calls. By the way, the number to call is 1-800-642-1234. And Ann in Green Bay, thanks a lot for calling. What's on your mind?
Well, I'm just wondering, Paul, how often the International Space Station comes through? Because the other a couple weeks ago, one of the local weathermen said it's coming over at 6:46 in the evening, and he was right. I went out, and there it came. But does it go by every day, and does it come by at the same time? How long does it take to rotate the Earth, and how do you find out when it's coming through your area?
Okay, well, it comes, it circles the Earth every 90 minutes. So every hour and a half, they see a sunrise and sunset. It does not always come near us, though. It's hard to explain without a chart, but its orbit sort of moves around the Earth as it is changing and as the Earth is spinning. So the times when you can see it vary. The way to find out, though, where it is or when exactly to the second it's going to cross your sky is you can go to a website called heavensabove.com. That's heavens-above.com, all one word. And then there you can place where you live, and I think you could use your zip code or if you know your latitude and longitude or a nearby town. And then it will tell you over the next 10 days when exactly you can see it. And you may find none for the next 10 days, or you might find, yeah, twice an evening. You're only going to see it in the evening sky, though, because, of course, during the day you can't see it. And in the middle of the night you can't see it because the Earth's shadow blocks the light. So within a few hours of the sun setting is when you're going to be able to see it. And it's pretty neat. It even tells you where in the sky it will be. How long it will be in the sky, because sometimes it'll be really near the horizon. Sometimes it'll go right over the top of the sky.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Thank you, Ann. Let's go to Barb in Oshkosh next. Hi, Barb. Thank you for calling.
Hello. Thank you for answering.
What can we do for you?
To answer the question to the person that lives in Milwaukee about seeing all the stars.
Oh, yes.
Where are the best places to see them? Eagle River State Campground. They're rural. There's no bathrooms, no lights, no light pollution. You sit out on the dock on the lake, and it is jaw-dropping. I mean, the hair will stand up on end. It is gorgeous.
Oh, and cool. Now Eagle River Campground is located where?
Eagle River.
Oh.
And he's in Eagle River.
Wow. I guess I should have figured that one out myself.
They're all named different names, but it's all state campgrounds, and they're rustic, and they have like water pumps, old-time water pumps, and they have outhouses. So there is no light pollution, and it doesn't even look like there's any room in the sky for any more stars.
Cool. Yeah, that's neat.
Isn't that the coolest thing about it? I mean, you see so many more stars when you're in a situation like that, Paul.
Right, and something to always remember too is it isn't just the stars. If you get to a place that is so dark that there's no light pollution, well, you're out there. You're out. And every time I've been in a place like that, I experience not just the sky, but, you know, the breeze through the trees, coyotes howling, other wildlife you might hear. I've had deer wander up on me, and they smell me, and they panic, and both of us panic, actually. it's just you are really away from everything and out in nature. It's wonderful.
Yeah.
You actually feel like you are very small in the universe, staring up at all the stars.
Yes. Boy, do you ever.
Yes.
Yeah. Thank you, Barb.
You're welcome.
Yeah, appreciate the call. You can join in, too. Number to call, 1-800-642-1234. Give a call. Let's go to an email from Mike in New Berlin. And Mike says, this is cool. He says, I've many times taken the SSS or the SS Badger to travel across Lake Michigan, that cool boat. I have a few times I've taken it at night, and you can have two or more hours of complete darkness, and the stars are great. He says field glasses can work on a calm lake as well. So when the lake's calm, that would be fun to try, wouldn't it?
Yeah, very cool. One thing I will say, the caller talked about going out on the dock on the lake, and then we're talking about a boat. You'll get a real wonderful view of the whole sky, but if you're going to use a telescope, you want some solid ground under you.
Yeah.
binoculars on a boat would be amazing.
Yeah.
Really wonderful.
Poke your eye out with a telescope.
Yeah,
you know?
Exactly.
That could happen. 1-800-642-1234. Give a call with your questions. And we've got some callers coming up online, so that's a good thing to see, and we'll get them on in just a minute. Lots of things happening in the night sky over the next few months.
Yeah, this is going to be a spring and summer of planets. There are five planets you can see with the naked eye in the sky: Mercury, Venus, Mars, Jupiter, and Saturn. And if you have an eagle eye and you know exactly what you're doing, maybe you can see Uranus, but I won't get into that. But this summer, you're going to be able to see Mars, Saturn, and Jupiter about as close as they get to the Earth. Try to visualize it. When they are highest at midnight, that means there's a straight line between the sun, the Earth, and that planet, and that's the distance when they're the closest to us. And that's happening with all three of those planets. And those three planets are three of the brightest planets you can see. And then Venus, it's best to see when it's furthest, kind of a quarter of its orbit away from the sun compared to us. That means it's highest in the evening sky. That's also happening. And they'll sort of dance around the sky as we pass them and they pass us. And yet we'll be able to see them very, very well this summer, especially Mars. Mars will be quite close to us, about as close as it gets, 35 million miles. It's pretty far away, but the only planet that gets closer than that is Venus. It can be as close as 25 million miles away. Thing is, when you look at Venus through a telescope, it's just a white ball or a crescent, just like the moon. Because it's just covered in thick, thick clouds, 100 times thicker than ours. Mars has an atmosphere, and sometimes you can see clouds in its atmosphere, but you can usually see right through its atmosphere because it's 100 times thinner than ours. And this year, Mars will be closer to the Earth than it has been since 2003. And that's because Mars's orbit is very oblong. It's not a circle around the sun the way ours pretty much is, and the other planets. So sometimes it gets much closer to us every 15 to 17 years, and this is one of those times. So people will be buying telescopes, probably. There's going to be a lot of talk about this in the media coming up, and you'll be able to see some detail on Mars this summer.
Matthew in Madison has something for us. Let's go there. Hi, Matthew.
Hi, how are you?
Great, appreciate the call. What's on your mind?
Just a quick question. I understand the Andromeda Galaxy is possibly the only other galaxy, or the only galaxy that we can see with our own eyes or with just binoculars in the sky. I'm wondering if that's true, and is there an easy way to find it?
There is an easy way to find it, and it's actually even better news than what you said. If you have really good eyes and you're under really dark skies, there's more than one galaxy, and if we live down in Australia, there's some very... There are two small galaxies that you'd be able to see easily with the naked eye. You can see Andromeda with the naked eye. If you pick up a pair of binoculars, you can see dozens of other galaxies if you know where to look in the sky. There's a constellation called Cassiopeia, and if you get a star chart, Cassiopeia is shaped sort of like a letter W. You can use one of the two V shapes of that W as an arrow, and it just points right to the Andromeda galaxy. If you have a pair of binoculars and you just slide from the tip of that arrow, you will see a blob. It'll just look like a blurry patch. And just know that that blurry patch is a trillion stars that you're looking at. Yeah.
Oh, wow. Thank you.
Yeah. And it takes the light of that blob 2.5 million years to get to Earth from that galaxy.
Oh,
yeah.
Man.
It's pretty amazing.
Thank you, Matthew, for calling. That is really super cool. Paul in Superior, thank you for calling.
Thanks, Larry, for taking my call. I have a question for you. Like you, I have a cabin up north where I'm really free of light pollution. And there was a night that I was watching the space station, and I had used my little star tracker on my phone to confirm it was the space station. And then all of a sudden, it got really, really bright for a brief period of time. The only thing I could guess is that possibly the sun was reflecting off the solar panels. Does that happen?
That's exactly right. The solar panels spin to keep a good angle on the sun, and if you know you're in just the right spot and they're turning in just the right way, zam, you get flashed with them, and it does get quite a bit brighter. It's now can be brighter than anything in the sky except the moon.
Thank you very much for calling. Appreciate your call. Paul Kinzer, our guest. I'm Larry Mueller here on the Ideas Network. Talking stargazing today with Paul Kinzer. I'm Larry Mueller. Jill Nadeau joins me right now, and we are in our winter membership drive. Your support, the foundation of our budget. In fact, it's the single largest piece. It's what makes the Ideas Network your go-to place for great discussions. And we'll get back to Paul in just a minute or two. But Jill and I would like to encourage you to make your gift in support of the programs you count on at WPR.org or by phoning 888-202-2552.
And you've been enjoying this conversation about astronomy. It's so fascinating. Where else are you going to get someone with the expertise as our guest has to talk about this and answer your questions? Well, right here, WPR. And we are listener supported. So that means that when you give at WPR.org or 888-202-2552, you make this hour and many more hours possible. So choose an amount that works for you. Take a few minutes and make your pledge.
We have a dollar for dollar match up to $5,000. I think we've raised $2,800 or so so far. But so that dollar for dollar match is still in effect. It's a great time to pledge because donors will double every dollar you give. It's their way of inspiring you to support WPR. And Jill, our donors, who are our donors for this?
That's the Gilman Family Foundation, Larry. Up to $5,000.
It's wonderful. And double the impact of your pledge right now. Go to WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552.
And let the world know that you are a WPR fan when you wear our cool new WPR t-shirt. Ask for yours when you give $10 or more a month or a one-time gift of $120. Your gift supports the programs that you care about, and you get the limited edition t-shirt. It starts with your gift at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
I started donating quite a few years ago. I took the plunge. It was the first thing that I had ever done with the sustaining type of membership. It was painless, and so I've just continued. I trust Wisconsin Public Radio. I also trust them to use my money wisely. I'm Bea Liebel from Merrill, Wisconsin. I encourage you to join me in sustaining Wisconsin Public Radio.
Go to WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552 and make your donation in the support of the programs you count on. Jill Nadeau and I'm Larry Mueller, raising the money that keeps Wisconsin Public Radio and all the programs you enjoy on the air. So whether your pledge is $10 a month or maybe it's $100 a month, we appreciate it. We count on your gift.
That's right. Now think about what you spend money on every day. Coffee, lunch out, that's a few dollars a day. It's easy to spend that kind of money on something that's part of your daily routine.
And Wisconsin Public Radio is part of your daily routine as well. It's your daily news source, your conversation starter, your place to learn. So spend some money today to support us not only today, but every day. Start with a dollar a day, maybe. That's $30 or $31 a month. at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
And please do not forget that our dollar-for-dollar match is still in effect. So give now, WPR.org or 888-202-2552. And your support for WPR will go twice as far.
I can't wait to get my WPR t-shirt. And you know what? You can have one, too. You can let the world know you're a WPR fan when you wear your cool new WPR t-shirt. Ask for yours when you give $10 a month or more, or a one-time gift of $120 a month, or $120, excuse me, or more. Your gift supports the programs you care about, and you can get the limited edition t-shirt.
That's right. And if you're not a sustainer, why don't you become one right now? It's easy to set up, convenient, ongoing monthly donations from your bank account or a credit card at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Go to WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552 and make your pledge right now. And I tell you what, if you've been thinking about, you know, you mentioned coffee. That was kind of cool. And I think about what I probably spend $2 or $3 a day on coffee.
Do you really?
Yeah, a couple bucks anyway. And I tell you what, it's money. I feel like it's money well spent. And I think it's money well spent when I contribute to WPR as well. So why don't you go ahead and make your contribution right now at WPR.org or phone us at, what is that number again?
Oh, gee, I don't know, Larry. 888-202-2552.
My eyes aren't as good as they used to be. Those numbers are only, a foot
tall?
888-202-2552. Paul Kinzer, our guest today, here on the Ideas Network. It is so much fun having you listening in here on the Ideas Network. Larry Mueller here with my guest, Paul Kinzer, author of Stargazing Basics, Getting Started in Recreational Astronomy, talking about, of course, about the stars and the moon and telescopes and binoculars and anything connected with astronomy. You can join in with your questions, comments, or maybe your experience. Give a call at 1-800-642-1234. Email us at ideas@wpr.org. Let's go to Kurt in Manitowoc next. Hi, Kurt.
Hi. I just wanted to mention that probably a year or two ago, I downloaded an app called Sky Map, and it is very awesome. I have some land up north, too, and it doesn't matter if the clouds are out or whatever. All you do is you just point your phone up to the sky, and it points out all the known stars, the constellations, and it's just really neat.
Yeah, those things are so cool. And when I think before all the apps came out just 5 years ago, you would have to pay about $200 or $300 for a little device that would do that for you, and they were considered like this little pocket wizard. In fact, I think that's what one of them was called. And now you can get it as an inexpensive app on your phone. It is very cool. You can even aim it at the ground, and it'll tell you what's down there that you can't see yet and when it's going to come up. And really cool.
There's pay anything for this one. It's a free app.
Sure.
It's really neat.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. I've got a free app as well, Kurt. It might be the same one. I'll have to look at my phone to see.
Yeah, there are a lot of them.
Oh, thank you, Kurt. Appreciate it. Let's go to Kate in Fox Valley next. Hi, Kate.
Hi, thanks for taking my call. I love the Ideas Network and Public Radio, and I'm just happy to support you guys. So this is a question, I think, about the Earth's rotation. I am taking a trip to China this fall. I'll be flying from Chicago to Beijing, and then I noticed when looking at the flight time that it's not that much more time than it is to fly from Chicago to Frankfurt, Germany. And I wondered if that's because of the rotation of the Earth.
It well could be. And the direction you go in has an effect on it. And it's really hard for me to visualize it without having a calculator and a globe or something in front of me. But yeah, there are people who used to take the Concorde. It flew so fast that they'd actually arrive at their destination, and it was earlier than when they left.
Wow.
Yeah, it can, and think of the jet lag. Yeah, it's pretty neat.
But it isn't just time zones. It could also be, I mean, how fast is the Earth rotating?
The Earth spins, you know, once a day, once every 24 hours. Yeah. And it's at the equator, it's more than 25,000 miles around. That means it's spinning, if you're there, at over 1,000 miles an hour. Of course, if you're on the North Pole, you just kind of turn in a little circle every 24 hours. So it depends on your latitude, where you are. We're going hundreds of miles an hour where we are right now.
Oh, interesting. Yeah. Okay, thank you.
And we're going around the sun even faster.
We are?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Wow. Think about that huge circle, 93 million miles from the sun, times 2 times pi, whatever that is. And that's the circle, and we take 1 year to travel it. We're going, I believe it's, oh, I'm going to get this wrong, but it's about 18 miles per second.
Wow.
Around the sun. Look it up. I'm probably wrong. But it's really, really fast.
Oh, thanks very much.
Sure.
Yeah, thanks a lot for calling. Open line for you at 800-642-1234. Give a call. Let's go back to emails, though, for a minute. Jane in Sun Prairie emailed us. She says a book that she likes about stargazing is The Stars, A New Way to See Them by H.A. Ray. I wanted to be able to look up in the sky and identify the constellations, so I bought this book many years ago and read it cover to cover. I read it cover to cover. I live out in the country near Sun Prairie with minimum light pollution, and I used to go outside at night with a book and a flashlight and study the constellations and planets throughout the year, match them up with the constellation charts and the planetary tables in the book. Before I started stargazing, I liked the nights when the moon was out, but now I prefer the moonless night so I can see the constellations and planets better.
Yeah, The Stars, A New Way to See Them by H.A. Ray. That's the first book mentioned in my book, Stargazing Basics. At the end of each little section, I recommend further reading. H.A. Ray, he wrote all the Curious George books. He was originally from Germany, came to the U.S., and English wasn't his first language. So he wrote in a simple, very clear way. And there are a lot of professional astronomers, when asked what book turned you on to astronomy, that's the one they mention. It originally came out in 1952. It's still in print, even though he passed away some time ago. But they update it to show you where the planets are going to be over the next several years. It is a great book. It has simple star maps showing you how to find the different constellations, gives a little lore about each of those constellations, and it does it in a light way. There are really clever and fun illustrations in the book. It's a great book.
Well, I think your book is great, too. And it's called Stargazing Basics, Getting Started in Recreational Astronomy. And say a few words about your book.
Well, I'm here now talking, answering questions. One night I was out in Minneapolis, where I'm originally from, in a park with a telescope. I knew Venus and the moon were going to be near each other. I wanted to attach a camera to my telescope and take a picture. And by the time I got set up, there were 100 people in line. And there's usually a few people stop by, ask questions. I turned around and said, what is going on? And they said, aren't you from the Minneapolis Planetarium? And I said, no, I'm just a guy with a telescope. But I answered a lot of questions, and people were really excited. So I started writing a sort of frequently asked questions sort of pamphlet to hand out at these kinds of things. And it ended up about 200 pages long. And Cambridge University Press said, hey, we'll publish that. And what I found was that people are very curious about the night sky, but they're also curious about, what do I need to see it? What kind of equipment? What books should I look for? So I try to include all of that. And it really does mean getting started and basic. So if people have been and looked through someone else's telescope and they don't know what to do, that's what the book's all about. How do you look at stuff? And then basics about what is up there.
Well, it's a wonderful book for sure. John in Milwaukee has a question, so let's go there. John, hi.
Hi. I had a quick question about the Newport State Park, that one that designated Dark Sky Park up in Door County. I'm interested in going up there. I'm like an astronomer, amateur guy, and I want to take some telescopes up there, but I think it's camping only. Do you know anything about the park, or...?
I do not. Again, that's on the other end. I've been to Door County. I've even been to that state park. I've heard about it. but I don't have it at the tip of my head what the features are there. But you bring up a good point. More and more parks are saying that they want to be a dark sky site. And mostly what it means is they put up lighting. You know, you need to have lighting at night so people can go to the bathroom if they need to, but you don't need a bright light. You just need enough light to go to the bathroom. Mm-hmm. So more and more parks are doing that, turning off their parking lot lights, changing the kind of lighting they have. LED lights now can be dimmable. They can go on, you know, they can be motion sensor lights and things like that. I imagine that's what some of it's doing. And more parks are also hiring people like me or getting volunteers to be campground hosts who have a really nice telescope for people to look at and some expertise on, well, what can we see? Because every month, every week, the things you can see in the sky, they change. So those kinds of things are happening in, it's going all the way down in some places now down to city park level, which is great because that then encourages the community to maybe turn off some of its lights too.
Yeah, Newport Beach State Park is really a cool park, and it is kind of remote as you can get, I guess, in Door County, and it would be a wonderful place. You're going to enjoy it, John. You're going to enjoy your visit there. I am pretty sure of that. Speaking of enjoyment, I always enjoy talking with Jill Nadeau, and here she comes again.
Well, hi, Larry. Thank you.
Hi, Jill. She's here to help me remind you that you do rely on the Ideas Network for information, for in-depth discussions. We rely on you to keep programs like this one going strong.
That's right. And listener support is the single largest piece of the budget. That's why your gift of any amount makes an important difference at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
I'm sure you've been enjoying this conversation about astronomy with our guest, Paul Kinzer. He does a wonderful job. I've learned several things already, and it just reminds me of how much we rely on listeners. WPR is listener-supported. That means when you give at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552, you make this hour. People like Paul Kinzer come as guests, make this hour with Paul and many more hours possible. So I hope you'll choose the right amount for you. Take a few minutes and then make your pledge.
And we have a dollar-for-dollar match in effect right now from the Gilman Family Foundation.
For like 3 minutes.
For like 3 minutes. So your gift of like $50 turns into $100. Or if you want to give $100, it turns into $200. It's so awesome. Take advantage of this match and double your support for WPR programs. Just give right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
We've probably all had this happen. We spend money on something and then hardly ever use it.
I would say closets and closets full of clothes that I never wore.
I bought a pair of backcountry skis a few years ago that I have never used.
I bought an extremely cheap violin case that was so cheap that I threw it away within 10 minutes of opening it.
Unlike some investments, your donation to Wisconsin Public Radio is a good one. One you'll get value from every day. Make your gift to support the programs you count on right now. Here's how.
Pledge at WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552. Larry Mueller here with Jill Nadeau. Listener support is the single biggest source of funding for our WPR programs, the ones you rely on, and that's why your support during this winter membership drive is so, so, so important. And maybe your gift is $10 a month, maybe it's $20 a month. Whatever amount you choose, that is the right amount.
And a big thank you to all the people who have pledged so far this hour. WPR is listener supported, and that means your membership keeps Wisconsin Public Radio the strong, reliable station that you depend on. You decide the amount, $10 or $20 a month, and then give. WPR.org, 888-202-2552.
And when you make your contribution, we want you to give an amount that's comfortable for you. Many people give $10 or $20 a month. Right now, you'd be doubling that if
that's
you made
right.
that contribution right now. Some give $100 or more a month.
Yeah, whatever the amount, we'll use it to support the programs that you enjoy, keeping your source of information and entertainment on WPR going strong. Give now whatever amount feels right to you. WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And our dollar-for-dollar match is still in effect. We have about $550 to go left to raise here in the next couple of minutes. Please give now. If you haven't given yet, boy, that was a good time to do it and double your pledge at WPR.org or by phoning 888-202-2552. And your support goes twice as far.
That's right. And we don't want to leave any money on the table. So in addition to funding the programs, you know, your pledge of any amount gets you entered in a drawing for a $500 grocery gift card. And we're going to pick five winners. Sustainers, don't worry. You're automatically entered. And if you're not a sustainer yet, well, why not? Pledge now, WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
You support the programs you care about and show off your WPR pride by asking for the 2018 WPR t-shirt when you give $10 a month or more at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
If you're a sustaining member, thank you. Make today the day that you increase your support of WPR by, I don't know, $5 or $10 a month or whatever amount you choose. WPR.org, 888-202-2552.
Winna from Galesville says, I love Paul Kinzer. I also love the Larry Mueller Show and many WPR programs. I especially wanted to be a part of the Dollar for Dollar matching grant. Well, you got in, Winna. What about you? If you haven't done it yet, we've got a minute or two to go to reach our goal. Go to WPR.org right now or phone 888-202-2552 and make your contribution. Help us support Wisconsin Public Radio. Back after the news. Great to have you along today on the Ideas Network. Larry Mueller here talking with Paul Kinzer today about astronomy. He is the author of Stargazing Basics, Getting Started in Recreational Astronomy, member of the La Crosse Area Astronomy Club. And we're talking about what to look for in the night sky, certainly answering your astronomy questions. And we've heard some great experiences shared as well. Any of those from you, give a call. Number's 1-800-642-1234. Email us at ideas@wpr.org. And Paul, let's go right back to the phones. Mary Madison has something for us. Hi, Mary.
Hello.
What's on your mind?
I was wondering, I like prehistory and, ancient history. And I was wondering which people had the most interesting sky lore or moon lore, would you say?
Oh, folklore about the moon. What do you think, Paul?
Well, I think you're getting out of my area of expertise. The constellations that are considered the official constellations recognized by scientists around the world, those are European for the most part. The ancient Greeks, they didn't necessarily make them up, but they did make up the alphabet. They invented the writing that came down to us. So their stories and their constellations came to us. I do know, of course, people from around the world had their own constellations, and there's a lot of interesting lore out there about Native American constellations. And, something people forget about Native Americans is there are hundreds and hundreds of tribes, each with their own stories. And I know that in general, the night sky is very important for understanding the spiritual and religious aspects of cultures, because they looked up and they didn't know what the stars were. And so they thought about how did they fit in with the way we look at the world. So it is a fascinating thing that I don't know a lot about, but if you spend time studying what we know of what people thought of the night sky, you're going to learn a lot about that people.
That's one interesting. Thanks, Mary, for calling. John and Kohler, it's your turn. Hi, John.
Hi, Larry. Dark skies has been something that's been dear to my heart for about 20 years, ever since I was lucky enough to be in Flagstaff, Arizona, and traveled up to the Lowell Observatory and found out how amazing that observatory is because everybody in Flagstaff has had light. The observatory preceded the city, so they had to have light facing down, and that sky is absolutely beautiful in the middle of the city. But my comments are more close to home. I'm always interested in dark sky locations, even traveled to the loneliest road in America, which is across Nevada, Route 50, which is supposedly one of the darkest spots in the country. But there are two places in the Midwest. One of them is the Kovacs Planetarium, which I hope is still in existence up in Monaco between Crandon and Rhinelander. It's an amazing planetarium that was built by a gentleman who was fascinated with astronomy. And if anybody's got any experience, if you're still in business, it's a wonderful place to stop. But the best spot, in my opinion, in the Midwest is way up on the tip of the Keweenaw Peninsula in upper Michigan. It's Copper Harbor, Michigan, and that location, you're surrounded on three sides by Lake Superior, and there's a mountain up there where I only found one light that was visible. Anybody who's a stargazing fanatic like I am and wants to go to see I think it's one of the top 10 dark spots in the country, in my opinion. It's the Keweenaw Peninsula and Copper Harbor. Now, hopefully they still haven't polluted their local streetlights, but it's one of those places that just, if there's somebody looking for a road trip, go through Monaco on the way up to Copper Harbor and spend some time up there, and I'll tell you, it's probably like what the Native Americans had a chance to see before Edison invented the light bulb.
Yeah. John, thanks a lot for calling. Comment from you, Paul?
Well, first, Edison didn't invent the light bulb. But anyway, during the break, we were talking about light pollution and dark places to go in the Upper Peninsula. It came up. Yes, it's very, you know, getting as far away from civilization as you can. To me, the big news in light pollution, it's sort of good and bad. We now have the capability of making the skies very dark again and yet still very safe, so that lights go off when nobody is moving about, so that they don't bother your night vision as much. There are solutions, and people like the caller and like me trying to get the word out that you don't need to light the sky up at night like it's day. It's bad for our health. It doesn't make us safer. It doesn't prevent crime. The evidence shows that making things brighter doesn't do that. So we're working on it. And to me, it's a pollution problem that has a pretty easy solution. And people who love the night sky, typically they find a place they love to go, and they like it because of the darkness, but then it other things about it will grow on them. So that's really great that you have that spot.
And thanks very much for that call. Let's go to Mary in Dubuque, Iowa next. Hi, Mary. Thank you for calling.
Thank you for having me. We travel to New York City a lot, which a lot of Americans do, and I just wanted to share a fun thing that can happen that's free. If you go to, in the summer, Lincoln Center, to the big plaza in the middle of Lincoln Center there, on, I believe it's both Friday and Saturday night, the Amateur Astronomers Association of New York bring out their giant telescopes and let people look through them and help you determine what you're looking at. And we have seen the full moon up so close that I cried. It was so dramatic and emotional. We've seen Saturn's rings. We've seen Jupiter's moons. And it's just a wonderful thing. Kids especially just go nuts when they can actually see these things in real time.
Yeah, you raised some good points there, Mary. But you don't have to go to New York even to have that experience, do you, Paul?
Right, and I don't want to diss New York City, but you of course will actually be able to see much more if you are out in the country with a big telescope. I am part of in the La Crosse area, the La Crosse Area Astronomical Society, my astronomy club, and my district, the Gail Ettrick Trempolo School District. I'm a school board member. Together, we built a public observatory, and it's out in the school forest, and it's got two telescopes, one donated by me, one donated by members of the club, and you can see amazing, amazing things. And just that's great that the caller was able to see that in New York, but to see the rings of Saturn and to see the moons of Jupiter and to see the full moon really close up, you don't need a large telescope at all. The smallest telescope really can show you all of those things. You can see the rings of Saturn by magnifying things only about 45 times. Now, it'll be a tiny little ball, but even through a huge telescope, it'll only be a kind of small ball. You're not going to see it that much better, just bigger. So a pair of binoculars will show you moons of Jupiter. Looking up is so important. And once you do, the kind of person who is curious about everything, if you just look up at night, you may get hooked like I did.
Thank you so much, Mary, for calling. Appreciate your call. Oh, by the way, Kenneth from Janesville says, if Edison didn't invent the light bulb, who did?
Do you have a long time? No, he worked on other people's. I'm sorry if I said that in a snarky way. But he took ideas that were already there. And I don't want to get into a big debate about Edison, but he... a lot of people challenged his ideas that for many of the things he came up with. He did do a lot to get the light bulb into our homes.
All right. Luke in Ashland recommends checking out the NASA live feed YouTube channel for tracking the ISS.
Yeah, the International Space Station. I have never done that, but wouldn't that be neat if the live feed... If they had cameras talking to the astronauts on the space station while it was going over your head, that would be kind of neat. It's always important to keep in mind, if you do see it as it's going by, know that there are humans up there, 240 miles up, traveling at 17,000 miles an hour.
We have Tim emailed. I understand what the spring and autumn equinoxes are. Every day I go to work in the morning and I drive facing due east and the sun is rising in the southeast. As the spring equinox approaches, the sun rises a little further north until one day it shines directly from the east and set directly in the west. This day is not the same day as the spring equinox, but a few days later. For here in Milwaukee, and this day we will be different from every latitude as the sun takes its annual trip to the Arctic. Is there a name for this day?
Well, for you, it would be the equinox day, and that day averaged throughout the world is the one that would be marked on the calendar. But yeah, depending on where you are on the Earth, it'll be a day or two sooner or a day or two later. And really, the equinox means equal night. That's what the word means. And it's very weird because of the shape of our orbit and the turning of the Earth and all this kind of things, that just because the day is the same length, it doesn't necessarily mean that on that day it's doing that. It's complicated.
Maybe you could tell you, I think you mentioned the Seeing Stars program, but could you talk a little bit more about that program?
Yeah, I travel around the state with a portable planetarium. It can hold about 35 people. Typically, I go to libraries, and I'm usually busiest in the summer. The libraries have a theme every summer. This summer, it's about music. Next summer, it's about space. So I think people are saving me up for next summer. I haven't had a lot of calls this year, but if libraries are interested... I love to share what I know about the night sky. And I have a group I'm doing in a couple of weeks. I had a group I did a couple of weeks ago. Kids love astronomy. I say that astronomy and dinosaurs are the two gateway sciences because kids love both of those.
Yeah. And what's your situation like, or describe what you've got?
My portable planetarium, it looks like a big tent, or kids say it looks like a bouncy house. It's held up by air from a fan, and we crawl through a tunnel, and it's 16 feet across, 10 feet high. And it gets pitch dark in there, and I have a projector that projects images of the stars and the moon and the sun onto the inside of the dome. And we can make the night go by in a couple of minutes, and we can go to the North Pole and the equator, and we share lots and lots. I love questions, and kids have amazing questions, and a lot of fun in there.
Yeah, I bet you get some... I bet you get some dandy questions.
Yeah, and they think it's pretty neat that they can be under the night sky during the day in their school gym or their library.
Yeah, that's wonderful. And your book, you have a second edition.
The second edition came out a couple of years ago with updated locations of the planet and updated information about the kind of the specific telescopes, binoculars, and books that are out there to help people get started.
Paul Kinzer is author of the book we just talked about, Stargazing Basics, Getting Started in Recreational Astronomy, a member of the La Crosse Area Astronomy Club. And it's always fun to have Paul Kinzer stop by. I always thought Jill Nadeau was going to do an astronomy book, but you told me Paul's is so good you didn't need to do
it. Why do
own.
It? Why reinvent the wheel, Larry? But, you know, I've got stars in my eyes for our WPR listeners, so.
She does indeed. Jill Nadeau with us. Jane Rotunda, by the way, been answering the phones and doing her usual great job. But there'll be somebody else when you call, if you call in with a contribution. And where do you call? 888-202-2552. You can also donate at WPR.org. Remember, you're the single source of funding for WPR programs. Well, not you, but listener, you and other listeners. Let's put it that way. This drive is your chance to support all of the programs you listen to throughout the year. So I want you to take that important step. When you donate at WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552.
In the last hour, we heard from 52 members, Larry. And thank you to everyone who pledged. Now, this half hour, our goal is to get 10 pledges.
10 pledges. That's a lot to get in these last 8 minutes. I tell you what I'll do. I'll throw in 10 bucks for every person who pledges during this last 10 minutes.
Oh, that's awesome.
So if we get maybe
not
100. No, I'll put 10 bucks in for everybody who calls in with a contribution.
Wow, that's impressive.
During this last 10 minutes. So I've got 3, so I already owe 30 bucks. But that's okay. I'm glad to do it because I love to support Wisconsin Public Radio. We're listener powered. I listen too when I'm not on the air. And that means our goals are important, and that's why I wanted to throw a little extra cash in there. They help us stay on track to fund the programs you count on, so you can do your part right now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552. You'll be supporting independent WPR programs, and you will be entered in a drawing for a $500 grocery gift card.
Now, you might think that Wisconsin Public Radio operates largely with tax dollars. Well, we do get funding from the federal government and from the state, but it's listener contributions that make up the single largest source of our income.
So your support is really vital to keep Wisconsin Public Radio on the air. And now that you know how important listener support is, make your step. Make your pledge at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
You can support the programs that you love right now and get a cool new WPR t-shirt. It's two-tone orange pumpkin-ish design on a dark gray shirt, and it shows how Wisconsin is at the heart of everything that we do. Ask for it with your gift of $10 or a month or more, or a one-time gift of $120 will also do it. WPR.org, 888-202-2552.
I wonder if I get a second t-shirt if I get another 100. If I get 12 people, I should get another t-shirt.
I think that's only fair, Larry.
I think it is only fair. I don't have many connections here. Ideas Network is all about connections, believe me. You connect with news and information from around Wisconsin. You connect with guests and other listeners near and far.
And those connections can happen because members step up and fund them. The Ideas Network is listener-supported radio. That's where you come in. Make everything you value on the Ideas Network possible when you make your gift. WPR.org, 888-202-2552.
And you can consider sharing your appreciation of the lifelong learning you get from WPR by making a 9XM Leadership Circle gift. A gift needs to be $100 a month or $1,200 or more per year. And it provides an important piece of funding for the programs you rely on.
So let's work together to build on this powerful resource that benefits so many people throughout Wisconsin. Make your leadership gift now, right now, at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Basically, I just believe with public radio, it's almost a duty to become a member because the programming is why you listen. All you have to do is travel someplace that doesn't have public radio for a week or so and realize how much you miss it and you want to come back. I've been known to turn it on my computer when we're traveling and there's not a decent public radio station anywhere near us. I just really enjoy it. I enjoy the programming. I learn things. That makes a big difference to me. And I get a little bit of everything. One of the nicest things about WPR is that it is statewide. We try to hit a different state park every week during the spring and summer. And so we're traveling around the state. It's just wonderful to be able to continue listening pretty much wherever we go in the state. That's something that is very rare. That has been just sort of icing for us, is to know that we can continue listening wherever we go in Wisconsin. I'm Michelle from Madison, Wisconsin. I hope you'll join me in being a sustaining member of Wisconsin Public Radio.
And thank you very much, Michelle. You can go to WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552 to make your pledge. Larry Mueller here with Jill Nadeau, asking for your support during this winter membership drive because it's what makes the WPR programs you rely on possible. And your gift, $10, $20 a month, whatever amount you choose, that's the right amount.
And we're looking for, oh, it looks like, what, five more people, Larry?
Six? No.
Four more?
We have six.
Again, math, not my strong suit. So
I've got $60 invested
far. Make Larry pay more. he has pledged $10 per person or per pledge for this half hour. So if you've given already, thank you.
And if you haven't, now's the time to do it. Go to WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552. Your gift funds the programs you enjoy. And as an added bonus, you'll be taking money out of my pocket and putting it into WPR. And you're automatically entered in a drawing for a $500 grocery gift card. You'll have five chances to win.
Except for you, Larry.
I don't get in on it.
So make your pledge even easier for yourself when you become a sustainer. Choose an amount that's right for you, say $10 or $20 a month, and have it charged from your bank account or your credit card.
So make your pledge right now. And when you're a sustainer, your monthly gift will continue year after year, so your support is always current. Become a sustainer right now at WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552. It's the most efficient and powerful way you can give.
And giving to WPR is super easy. All it takes is a few minutes of your time and a gift of any amount, $10 a month maybe.
$10 a month or twice. Oh, here we go. We're up to 10.
Oh,
we can still
right.
get some more. I need two more for sure because
to
then
get
I'll get the t-shirt.
I have a feeling they're not going to let you do that. But, you know, you can always wish, Larry.
I can always hope. Maybe I've got a chance. We're at 10. We need to get to 12.
That's right.
Ah, man, we have a lot of fun with this, but there's a serious side to this as well. You support the programs you value. You can ask for the cool new WPR t-shirt when you give $10 a month or more at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552. But whatever you do, I hope you'll do it within the next minute or two. We really rely on you and all of your support. We have a lot of fun on this program. I think people enjoy learning. They enjoy listening to guests like Paul Kinzer. What about you? Go to WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552. And thanks so much for listening.